Thank you, Lord. God's got enough. God's got an army that's marching through the land, deliverance in their soul and healing in their hand, an everlasting joy and a gladness in their heart. And in this army I've got a part. Oh yes, God's got an army that's marching through the land, deliverance in their soul,
something about that band song that touches me every time I hear it. We are every stronghold of bondage should fall beneath our feet. You know that what you know what those words does to me? It reminds me that I am no longer in bondage. Are you thankful for that? I know I'm thankful. I don't want to ever take that for granted. I was thinking today about what Brother Pryor was saying about taking things for granted, and I certainly don't want to take my parents for granted, my family for granted. my church family for granted, or the Lord for granted, and what He has done for me. Isn't it a blessing tonight? Isn't it a blessing? Where we could have been, but where we are, I know it's a blessing to me where I could have been. I just want to stand and praise the Lord. I really want to praise the Lord. I don't want to go through the motions and say, Lord, hallelujah, I'm at church. I'm just going to raise my hands because that's what everyone else does. But I want to praise Him. I want to raise my hands because of everything He's done for me, not because of what other people think I should do, but what I think I should do because of where I am, but because of what God has done for me. I just want to give Him a praise.
We can see tonight that God's got an army and that we're a part of it. Hallelujah. That's something to shout about. That's something to get excited about. That's something to raise your voice about. I think we talked about it a while back about you can go to a football game and you hear all those people hollering and yelling for some football team. They don't even know that person. They don't even know them. But I'm right here among God's children, my brothers and sisters, shouting for the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. I was so excited when I found out we were going to get to do that band number because it's just like Caleb said, it's always touched me. We are in this army for the Lord, and we've got a work to do. And I'm thankful for that tonight. It's not just sitting in my seat tonight, but it's taking an active part. It's participating, and it's raising my hands to say I'm thankful. Because, yes, He has brought us somewhere, Caleb. He's brought us out of something that this world does. Some of them don't even know they're in sometimes. You can get so bound up in the world. And I was thinking, I was talking to him before church about a course that was going through my mind, and he kind of touched on it. Look where the Lord has brought us. Look where the Lord has brought me out of. If some of you know my life story and you know some of the things that I went through as a child, I can sing that with conviction because I am so thankful for where the Lord brought me. I could be in that pit. I could be in that mire and in that clay, but thank the Lord, He brought me out. He brought us out, and He's got a work for us to do, and I'm so thankful for that tonight. Let's not let that go out of here tonight. Let's continually praise the Lord and have something to say to edify the Lord and magnify His name. I'm thankful for that tonight.
Sure, I'm glad to be here tonight. Like you said, it's always good to see brothers Harrington and Tyler walk. I feel like I ain't seen them in a coon's age. It's always good. You always tell Brother Harrington here, you hear that sousaphone blare up. I'm like, yeah, he's here. That sure did sound good, didn't it? It sure gives something else to the band, something else to drive you. That tells you how much in a church every little part matters. You don't think about it until you hear it. And then you hear it and you think, that's what was missing. And we probably played that song how many times? I mean, not lately, but in the past. And I don't remember ever standing that song standing out to me that much until just now. Something about hearing that one little part missing, something about it, somebody playing a little bit more soul, somebody playing with feeling, that moves me just that little much more. That song moved me, and I didn't really want to show it as much, but, man, it just really moved me. Inside, I was jumping like, thank you, Lord. I ain't heard that song in so long, and it really did something for me to hear that. Like Brandon and Caleb were saying, just stuff that had been in my mind lately, like, Look where he brought me from. That old song comes to my mind. Remind me, dear Lord, show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Something about that song has always meant so much to me. You go through the trials and this winding road of life, and you intersect paths with different people, and you think, what if I hadn't made that decision? What if I hadn't gone that way? And you're thinking, remind me, dear Lord, show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. That just something about a song touches my heart, touches my soul, saying, God, I know I can forget. I know sometimes when I get weary, you can remind me and say, you know what, child? Look where I brought you from. Look in that valley you were down. Look in the pits of despair where I brought you from. And you know what? Look where you are. You're on top of this mountain with my people, with my child, my servants. And I'm thankful for that. And something going through my mind lately is how lonely people are. You start looking around the world, and you see how big these social media sites are. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Those things are huge. I mean, businesses are taking part in to get more business. Kids are on them all the time. Grown-ups are on them all the time. Adults. And it's starting, people out in the world, it dawned on me the other day why they get on that stuff so much. They're lonely. They need validation, something all the time. You always notice people on their, always got a phone in their hands, texting, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. Because they need to feel validated. They need something to tell you, you matter. You know, I'm here to say, no, I don't need that. I don't need that. You know what? God tells me I matter. His people tell me I matter. I'm thankful for that tonight. I was thinking about that stuff getting in your way, blocking your vision. I work in the eye business, and you start thinking about one of the most common diseases in eye surgery is cataracts. You start looking through, I mean, people are only getting older. I'm sorry to break it to you. And people, I mean, even Brand's getting older. His birthday today. He's 20. I mean, he's starting to need a walker here in a little bit. And, but cataracts are getting... Ain't that right? But cataracts are becoming more and more prevalent. And you start thinking about a cataract. Anybody know what a cataract is? Well, what is a cataract? 200 points for Keith Dotson. He does good. It's when the lens in your eye goes cloudy and becomes yellowed. And what that is, you don't lose your sight. You don't go blind from it. It's not glaucoma or macular degeneration. It just blurs things. Something gets between the light coming in your eye and blocks that light hitting your retina to the image you see. Your perception on life and what you see on the world. And I don't want my phone to be out during church, and I'm bad about it. I'm telling you right now, something I want to work on, saying something to put my phone. I don't want that to block my vision. I want that all out of my way so I can see what God's trying to show us tonight. But he's trying to show us. You know, I'm thankful for that he wants to show us. You know, we're in this place right now. He has put the pieces in place that I'm here. You're here. I don't want that stuff in the world. I'm not lonely. I know I got somebody who walks beside me and holds my hand, and I'm thankful for that. You know why? Because he's my God. I'm his child. I sure am thankful to say that. And just, I mean, if you ever start feeling sad and lonely, just think that I'm a child of the King. I want you to say that aloud. You know, I was talking to somebody in the dining room of how much God loves to hear from you. I mean, yeah, I mean, he talks to you. I mean, you can talk to him in your mind during the day, but how much a proclamation in front of his people saying, you know what, God, I appreciate you. If you're in a relationship, if you want, even your family, if you don't tell them, you know what, Dad, I love you. You know what, Mom, I appreciate you. And you say, oh, I'm telling my mind. We're telepathic like that. We're cool. And then, but if you don't tell them, how much more? I mean, it kind of breaks my heart when somebody doesn't tell me that. I think that they care for me, and they don't tell me that they love me, that they care for me. And I don't want to be that way towards God. I want to tell you, you know what, God, I'm thankful for you. I love you and I care for you. I want to do my best to walk in your way, to walk on the stones you want me to step in. And so tonight, if you haven't gotten up in a while, I want y'all to get up and make that proclamation. You know what? I'm thankful. Even if you get up and say, I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful to be a child of the King. That's something to be thankful for, isn't it? They know out of all the people in the world, however many people are in the world, billions of people, you know, he's looked down, pointed at me, and said, I want you.
Yes,
now, that's something to be thankful for. And we are an army. That blood-bought church, this is an army. You know, in an army, I mean, my mind goes back to Gideon. I mean, he had 10,000 men. Trimmed down to 300. I want to be part of that 300 that God picked to make the bride and go on with this. I want you to think about that. And when y'all get up tonight, I want you to tell how thankful you are. I'm thankful to be here tonight.
I just want you to know that I'm so thankful for what God's done for me since we've been here in Little Rock. It's not perfect. I'm sure nobody else's life is perfect. But, you know, he has blessed us so much, and he has been with us since we've been here. And I feel his presence. I feel his touch on my life. And I just want to just praise him for what he's done and how he's blessed us. And, I just appreciate him so much. I don't know how to express myself, how to say how much I love the Lord and how much I appreciate him. And every day, I just want to praise the Lord. I got up on Monday this last week, and I had such a horrible attitude when I got up. I did not want to get up. I did not want to go to work. And when I got to work, I sure didn't want to be there, and I made sure everybody knew about it. And that's usually not like me. And I had to apologize to some people I work with, and then I got to my desk, and I said, Lord, what am I whining and griping about? I'm a child of the King. He is my Father, and how could you have any better Father than what we've got? And I just started thinking of all the things that I can thank him for, and you know, that just picked me up, and the rest of the day was so wonderful, and the rest of the week was great, and God is just so good, and I just love him, and I appreciate him, and I just want y'all to know I love y'all, and I'm so glad to be here in Little Rock.
Tonight. The last couple of months have been kind of a struggle for me because I got a job at McCain Mall, and I took it for granted, and God let me fall, and they let me go because a car had ran over my foot, and I was stuck in a boot and wasn't able to do my job anymore. But you know, you take stuff for granted, and you know, God, he'll whip you. He'll show you that, you know, that you can't rely on yourself, but you have to put everything towards him. You have to make your life for him. And a couple of weeks ago, I got that great touch down here, and ever since then, I've been reading the Bible, and I know I haven't got a job yet, and, you know, I've been, for the past 3 months, you know, trying to find a job and asking him and praying to him. And even though I still kept saying, well, Dylan, you can make that job. You can get it. Yeah. And haven't really been praying or reading the Bible and asking God, I guess, the way that I should have. And I still haven't. But now that me and my brother, we've made this pact that we'll put everything towards him, reading the Bible, praying, fasting, it's so much better now. I've got a happiness to me that, you know, and you know, it's a blessing that you get to come here and you don't have to worry about all those problems out there anymore. Yeah. I'm just thankful to be here tonight.
Different ones have stood up and said things concerning, you know, that they don't want to take things for granted and how easy that is to do, and then when Zach mentioned the cataracts on your eyes and how it blurs your vision, and other ones have mentioned things along those lines. It reminded me of something that happened to me extremely recently, Wednesday, in fact, and how this managed to happen. I'm still confused, but I got off work early Wednesday, about 12:30, so I thought, I have nothing to do for the day, and it's nice outside, so I think I'll go climb Pinnacle Mountain. Get there, I'm all happy and everything. I throw on my iPod, go running up the mountain, get to the top, and I look around, and it's a beautiful view. You can see for miles, and I think, well, you know, I've never been down the other side of this mountain. I wonder what it's like on the other side. So, after slipping and falling and jumping and running and generally wreaking havoc on the way down, I finally reached the bottom, and I think, well, this is interesting. I wonder what's over there. So I keep walking, and I come up on this little road. So I think, I'll just follow it, and then I'll hit railroad tracks. And like, and then there's this voice in the back of my mind telling me, don't lose sight of the mountain, because you may not be able to find your way back. So I look over my shoulder, and sure enough, there's the top of the mountain. I can see it clear as day, and this is about 1:30.
So, yeah. So I start following this road, and then I come across a set of railroad tracks, so I follow it for a good long ways, and then I remember, need to check my landmarks, make sure I'm not ranging too far out. Look over there, I can still see the top of the mountain. Okay, I'm fine. I keep walking, and I come across this bridge, and it's a railroad bridge, and for some reason, it doesn't click in my mind that I can just walk across it. I think, you know what? I want to have some fun and go under it and get halfway through it. That was a mistake completely. My forearms are still cramped from that, by the way. But I keep walking and walking, and then I look over my shoulder and the mountain's gone. It ain't there, and I have no idea where I'm at. Exactly. I mean, where does the mountain go? It's not exactly like it sprouted legs and walked away. But then I come across this power line trail, and it's got some clearing I can see a little bit, because this railroad's got just trees, as things can be on both sides, and I see a hill in the distance, and I think, you know what, if I can get to the top of that, maybe I can see above all these trees and everything else. So I walk. By this time it's actually nearing about 3, so this is how long and far I've wandered out, and by walking I mean at a slight heavy jog, because now I'm panicking. No, I don't sleep either. But I finally get to the top of this hill, and then I look around and I realize, oh, there's people here. Then I look over the other side of it and I see my truck in the parking lot, just to realize I spent an hour and a half or so making one giant long circle. And after I finally got home and calmed down and got to thinking about things, something came to me, and it made me think that how easy it is to think that as long as we keep something in our vision, and if we can just barely see the top of it, it's okay, we can find our way back. But if we're not careful, something like a railroad bridge will get us distracted, and we'll forget to look over our shoulder and find where our home and land base is. And it made me think of how easy it is to take a vision that we have of where we're at, and this high place where we can see everything and we're above all the troubles. I mean, I could see the traffic jam on the bridge miles away. You know, I could see the cows in the pasture on the backside of the mountain, and we could see it all. And it made me think of how easy it is to just keep wondering and, oh, look, that's interesting. Wonder what this is. Oh, here. Until finally we get so just caught up in where we're at that we forget to look around and realize what we truly have. And it's a vision and a place to go that we don't. And something too I noticed is that I didn't just step off the side of the mountain and the mountain was gone. No, it was a process, and I slowly moved away from it. And as it started to get a little bit darker, I know there's not a lot of time between 1:30 and 3, but still, it seemed like it was getting awful dark to me quick. yeah, panic. But it made me really think that I don't want to take the vision in this high place that we've been given for granted, and it's so easy to do, especially if you've been here for any experience of time, because like Zach said, we're only human. We forget. We forget where we've been, and we forget what it's like at the foot of that mountain and how hard it is to actually get up. And the other side, believe it or not, is a lot harder than the side we generally climb. Because, I mean, I remember I would just jog up and I would bounce off a couple rocks and I'm fine. This one, I actually had to look for handholds to climb up the side of the mountain. It's not as easy to get back to the top once you go down. And I just, and I don't want to lose the vision of where I'm at, and I don't want to look off the backside of the mountain and think, I wonder what's down there, because it's nothing but a long, hard climb back to the top, and I just don't want to take what I have for granted.
I just thought I'd go in and stand up tonight and say how thankful I am to be here. And I was sitting there in my seat, and I was thinking about everything that everybody had said so far. And I thought Jaron brought up such a good point about how that, you know, if you go up the mountain and you're on top and you look around, how that, you know, everything seems so graceful and peaceful and you can see for miles around. But, you know, whenever you decide to go off that mountain and you get down there in that low spot and, you know, you can't see the church anymore or the mountain, you know, you can't see your place to be, how hard it is to get back to the top of it. And I was thinking about, you know, how that is in our daily lives, you know, whenever we can come to church on Sunday and get such a great blessing down here or pray through or whatever we need to do to get right with God. And then, you know, we go throughout our week and, you know, tests and trials come up in our life, or, you know, stuff starts to weigh us down, and how that, you know, it gets harder and harder. And, you know, if you start to go off that mountain, something comes in your life and you make that wrong decision, how that, you know, you'll start to fall off that mountain and it'll be harder to get back up. And I don't want to make the mistake of, you know, having cataracts in my eyes or having something wrong with my vision where I'm not able to see clearly, you know, what I should do or what decision I should make. And, you know, most of us and everybody's talked about how not to take anything for granted or for the opportunities that God has given us. And I thought about that as well, and how that, you know, God's given us a good family, me a good family, all these different things like that. But he's also given me the opportunity to have a vision, you know, a vision of what he's doing in the earth, and given me an opportunity to be part of something greater than just myself, you know. And the family, you know, we have our family, our, you know, moms and dads and everything, and then we have our spiritual family, all these people that, you know, live all across the nation, all across the world, that, we know, whenever we all come together, there's such a unity, and you know, we all have one common goal of to lift up God. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and I don't want a decision that I've made or something like that to knock me off the way and keep me from being part of God's people. And I just want to stand tonight and say how much I've appreciated everything that everybody said so far, and I'm just glad to be here.
Against a wall, and your mountain seems so tall. You realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide. You can change your circumstances with a prayer. Apart, praise his name.
against the wall, and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. Oh, you can run away and hide and let your old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. Circumstances with a prayer. Broken heart, raise your hands and say,
Praise God. Well, it's still a little bit early, so. I'm going to hear Brother Harrington say something. Share a little bit of his heart with us. So, our sister Harrington, either one, she's a pretty good preacher herself. All right.
But I'll try to make this brief. Brother Harrington, go ahead. You may go ahead. That song was, I know this is a youth service, but I thought, man, that song's kind of an old person song, When Everything Falls Apart. And I was thinking, now I'm not quite as middle-aged as I used to be. My grandmother was 100 years, 5 months, 2 weeks, and 2 days, and I passed the middle-age mark now, so now I'm starting to see that there's some things falling apart. And, Zach mentioned the cataracts, and then I've got diabetes. So, there's a couple of things I want to make reference of. If with diabetes, if I don't get it under control, you lose your toes, you lose your feet, you lose your legs. So that's one thing I don't want to, I got a little limp. I'm thankful for my limp because a little limp is better than being a stub in a wheelchair. So I don't want to lose my foundation in God, especially. I do not want to lose my foundation. And then with cataracts, I notice when I want to read the fine print that's 8 font, I take my glasses off just to look at a book. Or I got a Gladiator or a Dick Tracy device on my arm at work. It tells me where to go, and it's about 12 font. And there's times I think, man, I can't see this because my vision is blurring up because of my cataracts. And then there's times it's still safe to ride behind me on the freeway. But there's times you can't really see those road signs. If you didn't know where you was at, you couldn't see the road signs. Thank God there's no detour sign that says, need to take a detour or maybe I'd be messed up. But I don't want to lose my vision. So I'm thankful I'm here tonight. And then we heard Jaron make a reference of climbing Pinnacle Mountain. I wish I could still climb Pinnacle Mountain, but with this little, since I'm the Iron Man now, with that piece of my hip, it's difficult to get up that mountain. So be thankful. Be thankful for whatever you can do, and do as much as you can while you're younger. I'm still young in my feelings, but I know I ain't. DJs always remind me how mature I am now because of the gray in the side of my temples and all that good stuff. But I'm thankful, and I want you all to put out as much effort as you can. And since I've said enough, it's time for Brother Harrington to make his speech.
Well, I didn't prepare a speech. But I'm so thankful for the vision that I have. Don't lose your vision. The body of Christ, and there's so many things out here in life that can distract us. Get our eyes off the Lord, eyes off the goal, eyes off each other. And we're not to look at each other with condemning eyes or, that we would judge someone, but we are our brother's keeper. Thank God we see somebody having a struggle. If we're not in good shape, we're not able to help them. We want to stay in shape, and I appreciate it, these good words. Appreciate it, Brother Zach's words. Those were pretty weighty, wasn't they? It was good words, and all these young men, and I consider myself a young man because it's all in how you perceive, and I'm older than some and younger than others, and I still believe that I still got some good fight in me. Thank the Lord. But one way, you know, you can be young and lazy in the Lord and slothful. You know, it don't mean because you're young that you've, you can be older, Sister Crow, and still have a lot of fight left. Thank the Lord. Thank God. She was working about harder than anybody else down there a while ago. I just have to say, and I thank God for that. Thank the Lord for that. We come here to work, and it's not just sit around. And you may have been here a long time, or you may get here on the 11th hour, but thank God you still have to work, don't you? And so I appreciate being able to work in His kingdom and work and help build His kingdom. Help build her garner and help build my brother. Thank the Lord. And want to be strong and want to be able to endure in these mountains. Thank God for the mountaintop experiences. But if we do, and we do have to go in the valley, but make sure that He is leading you. You know, we don't want to go where we would go. And when you're young, Peter was told that you went where you would, but now that you're older, thank the Lord. And the Lord, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of God, aren't they? And He won't ever lead us wrong. He may lead us. You ever been on a road where you didn't want to travel? Huh? But He had you on that road, didn't He? He knew what was best. Thank the Lord. And so, how's your faith tonight? You still got faith in believing that everything's going to be all right and He's going to take care of you? Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of us wherever we, where He leads. Now, if we go off and get distracted and go off on our own and suffer for it, we don't get a lot of good out of that. We don't get any good out of that at all. But when we suffer for Him, the Scripture said, after you suffered a while, then He'll settle you and establish you and make you perfect. People think, well, I got saved. Thank God I'm packed up and prayed up and ready to go up. But thank God this is a suffering way. I appreciate the power of His resurrection. That's what we feel in the night. You appreciate that? Thank the Lord, but also in the fellowship of His suffering. Thank the Lord. But I don't want to, you know, this is a way of suffering. But I tell you what, I almost forget that sometimes. It feels so good. The joy that we have. It's good, ain't it? Thank the Lord, the joy that we have. And so, I heard this was a youth meeting, and so I didn't want to get in the way. But I tell you what, the youth are not necessarily the church of tomorrow. You're the church of today, right here. We're not gonna wait till tomorrow to get to work, are we? Thank God, today is the day of the Lord. Thank the Lord. So I appreciated all these young men. They may do that all the time. I don't know. Zach, do you get up just right out of the chute like that all the time, or you wait for youth meeting to do that? I put him on the spot, didn't I? Thank the Lord. We want to work. I appreciate these young men. Appreciate middle men. What did John say about that? Let me get my Bible.
They're in 1 John.
But it's good to be here with Brother Sister Smith and all you good folks. It's good to be among the living, isn't it? Aren't you glad? You know, the dead know nothing. I know something tonight. Jesus saves, thank God. He delivers, doesn't He? He is mindful of us. But here in 1 John 1, 2nd chapter, let me get my glasses. I don't know where they're at. See, I don't, y'all that wear glasses, how do you keep up with them? That's I don't know where they are. No. Yeah. But my mic can do it. Here in 1 John 2, it says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong. Thank God, strong. And the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. And love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Thank God. I might throw in, you know, on marriage. You know, the Bible says that when you find a wife, you find a good thing. So leave the things of the world alone, all right? Thank the Lord. And I just throw that in there because we don't want to love the world. Things are in the world. And it seems like for young people, it's a struggle. I've got so many things. I'm not that old, but there's a whole lot more now than it was when I was growing up that you can get in trouble. You know, and things that, like someone said, the technology world. It's a good thing, but it can also be the death of you. You can lose your soul. That's the truth. Thank God we can use it. For good, but it's also can be used for evil. It's however we choose. And if anything, I don't want to be the Paul said. I don't want to be under the power of anything except the power of God. Thank the Lord. I want to be underneath that influence. Don't you? Thank the Lord. So be strong in the Lord, young men. Thank the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Thank the Lord. And one way we're strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6 says we'll put on the armor of God. Thank God. You shield of faith on tonight? You got your helmet of salvation on? Thank God. Is your loins girded about with truth? Thank the Lord. I appreciate this place that we have and the truth and understanding we have, and it's being given to the next generation. Thank the Lord. And let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Thank God. Keep it going strong. Thank the Lord. You'll be married pretty soon, and some of you be preachers and band leaders and all been called to be saints. Thank the Lord. What a calling. What a calling. What a calling. Thank God to be a child of God, to be one of His. Thank God, the elect. Thank the Lord. Don't that excite you? Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. That excites me. Thank the Lord. I'm not a little children, but I don't know where I fall in right there. I am a father. Thank the Lord, we'll just leave it there. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm a father, and I can relate a little bit to, you know, I never I haven't given my son like God gave His son to die for sinners. You know, pre-adventure one would die for a good man, but while we were yet sinners, Christ came and died for us. And you fathers, you know, relate a little bit how, you know, that was a big thing, wasn't it? Could you do that? I don't think I could. I don't think I could. But and you know, somebody said, well, you've got to want and be able to die for this. That's true. You know, and I die daily. And I also want, you say, well, you die for your brother. Yes, and I'll live this for my brother. Thank the Lord. So we're there in Batesville trying to keep the light burning. Thank the Lord. I'm trying to build. We talked this morning about sealed houses and, you know, the Lord's house lying waste there. We're trying to build something for the Lord, not for ourselves. Thank God we were trying to build a place where people would come in that was hurt, and lost, and maybe have lost their way. Thank God they can find their way. You can come in here look around, and maybe they don't understand altogether what they see, what's going on, but what they feel, not judgment, condemnation, but they feel the precious love of God. Thank God, the precious love of God. And it's not just from the older folks, but it's from the younger folks too. Thank God, that is that. Thank God, you're not all on the back row there. but you're up here taking a part, and that just does my heart good. Thank the Lord, I appreciate it. If I had to choose a night to come, I'm glad I chose a night. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. I told those girls, sang that song. Y'all come to Batesville and sing that good song. Thank the Lord, praise the Lord. And so keep up the good work. Thank the Lord. Brother Jerry, and our life experiences, you know, thank God they can be stepping stones for us if we allow it. Thank God. You learned a whole lot, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah. You learned some some spiritual wisdom and also some just some regular wisdom. Yeah, I learned. And we do that as we get older. And after you've suffered a while, he'll settle you, won't he? He'll settle you. And now thank God that we want to be settled in here. And how many is settled in here? You going anywhere? Did you have any thoughts this week about leaving, quitting? Well, hey, I'm here to tell you, where are you going to go? Thank God, this is where eternal life is. Thank the Lord. Nothing better. Hadn't found anything better. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I hadn't found anything better. Hadn't found a better people. And yes, we don't always do the right thing. That song that says, when I'm sad, he loves me. Even when I'm mad, he still loves me. Yeah. How many's ever been bad? How many's ever been mad? How many's ever been mad and bad? And glad about it. Yeah. Yeah. How's that go? And we can call on him because he loves us. I appreciate it. It's not a phony love, or it's a love that really I haven't grabbed a hold of the understanding of it completely. Have you? Thank God. The love of God is so wonderful, isn't it? Thank God that God would send his son for you and me. Thank God. And God would call us to be here today. Thank the Lord. God would put us in here. I know many are called, but he's chosen us. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He's chosen us. I want to make that call in an election, sure. Thank God. I don't want to squander my inheritance, what God has given me. Thank the Lord. I want to hold out to the end. Thank God we're in this army, in this church. It does matter where you go to church. You know, it does matter what you eat, spiritually or naturally. And it does matter. There's things that matter. It does matter what the teaching that goes across this pulpit. Thank God for the truth that we have. Thank the Lord. And let's hold it in our heart. Thank the Lord. We don't love sin, but, you know, we don't just love and just let anything in, but we are an exclusive people. We're inclusive, aren't we? We include people. That's what I love about the body of Christ. Whosoever will. Whosoever will. Thank the Lord. Whosoever will. And it's not, I was telling them this morning, it's not, here's the application to be in our church and fill it out, and if you abide by that, you in. here it is for this church. Here it is, thank God, and we want to abide. We want him to abide in us, and we abide in him. Thank the Lord, and so thank God. Thank God that we have that wonderful truth, that wonderful understanding, have the wonderful spirit that we feel in this place today. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Opportunity to come, can't even talk straight. The opportunity to come and be with y'all tonight. It's been a long time, and we appreciate coming down and seeing your smiling faces and feeling your sweet spirit. And y'all just make us feel loved. It's just like a big hug when you go to mama's house, you know. We really appreciate that. And I really didn't have a big testimony or anything, but it just thrills my soul to see the young people stepping forward, you know, like you are tonight. And I was talking to someone the other day on the phone. They're newly married, and she was just kind of, you know, summing the family or whatever, and they were just kind of opening up to me on something, you know, some things, and I told her I wasn't real sympathetic with her. You know, I didn't say, oh, you poor thing, that's not right. You know what I told her? I said, well, I think you need to just get over it. Because I was explaining to her that in life, it has its ups and it has its downs. We're not always going to have enough money to buy a new outfit before we go to a meeting. You know, but hey, it is nice when you can. You know, I mean, it can get a little intimidating if you let it. I know it sounds kind of, you know, silly, but it can. You go and you see everybody's all dressed up, new shoes and new everything, and you know, you may have a jacket on you've worn to like 5 campgrounds or something, you know. But I know that sounds really lighthearted and real superficial, but I remember being her age and wanting a new dress, you know, and I honestly, in my heart, I really, really wanted a new dress. And I got to praying, and you know, the next service, a sister came up to me at church. She said, I've gained weight, and I've got all this big old bag of clothes I can't wear anymore. And I was happy. That was what the Lord saw my heart. He saw I wasn't doing it for vain reasons. I just wanted something new. So anyway, I was just trying to explain to her that throughout your marriage, you'll have money, and then you won't have money. You'll have money, then you won't have money. You know, it's just how it is. But I appreciate those times in our marriage. It's strengthened us together. You know, it's done something for us. It's made us appreciate it when we had it, and it's made us really pray when we didn't, you know. And I'm telling you, we've got some stories, you know, that we could tell about the Lord coming through at the very last minute, you know. But I appreciate being raised. I say raised about 12 years old when we came into the body. And I remember my very first time at church. I looked over at this group of young people that was sitting together, and I said, you know, they look happy. They look like they want to be here. It didn't look like the people that were at my other church where I had, you know, gone, you know, all those 12 years. And they had a different look about them. And I saw them sitting together and talking and fellowshipping together. And then as we continued to come, young people would come up and introduce themselves to us. They made themselves friendly to us, invited us to come sit with them. And then we found out about the Holy Ghost. And I remember saying, if it's good enough for them, then I want it. I didn't really know what it was at the time. I didn't know. I didn't understand all of it, but I knew that it was something that I wanted in my life. And I'm thankful every day that I went down front and threw my little arms up and said, Lord, whatever you want for me, here I am. So if it wouldn't have been for the young people, I would not have seen that. So stay strong, keep going, and just, you know, the horses, they have blinders. And that's to keep them from getting sidetracked. It's to keep their eyes on where they're supposed to be going. And I want to make sure my blinders stay here. You know, I picture it kind of like a card you give someone. You can bend it, you know, and make it kind of fold down and stuff. Well, I don't want my blinders to be bent over because I've been reaching up trying to do this, you know, or trying to pull it down where I can see. I want them to stay right there and help my vision to stay clear. So I just appreciate this. I didn't expect this either. We'd never been on a youth night. We didn't really know, you know, what to expect. But we knew it would be good anyway. We knew that. But thank y'all for having us and being so, you know, just so loving to us. And we practiced this song last night, I think, just a few times. So we're just gonna practice on y'all. If that's okay.
did he go to Calvary? Why did he shed his blood for me? And why, like no mother ever done, one reason I am the one he loves me.
Love.
Praise the Lord. Well, if you didn't feel God tonight, your feelers broke. I told you Sister Harrington was a preacher. Amen. It's been a good day, hasn't it? Praise God. Want to thank him for the day, but I did want to mention, brother, it's been brought to my attention that Sister Painter's dad, Willie Denman's, on his way to the emergency room with a possible heart attack in Tyler, so we need to pray for him. And then it's to remember those that are were out of town today and traveling back home tonight and then sick, brother. Brother Weiniger almost never missed his church, but he just didn't feel like he could stay in church today. He just was feeling so bad. Let's pray for him. And Brother Matthew Durham's homesick. And when he don't work, he don't get paid. So let's pray God will touch him. Sister Reva needs the money, and the church needs the tithes. Yes. All right. Sister Anna Della Rosa's father passed away today. So, of course, they said it'd just be time, matter of time. Let's pray for that family, too. And Sister Fisher, keep her in your prayers. Hannah. Brother Fisher wasn't here today because Hannah's homesick. The flu virus or something, really high fever. Who else? Somebody mentioned Brother McGowan. Yes, he's home. He's really struggles. He struggles this time of year with this bronchitis and upper respiratory system, his condition. Let's pray God to deliver him from that. Glad Brother Vaughn made it in tonight. We miss him. Brother Vaughn, we miss you when you have to work on Sunday morning. We know, you know, being an employee of the month, you know, carries high responsibilities. And so we're having to share him now. They found out he's valuable. We don't want him to be too valuable. Sister Coates. Remember this young man and also the Combs family. Let's keep praying for them. I'm feeling something for that family. Let's pray that the Lord would help us to land them and get them in here solid. Brother Ron? Maybe if you could feel to call him, maybe you could get brother the number from Brother Johnson back there. But I've had that family on my mind for the last couple of weeks. And of course, I appreciate him being here last week. And and we got him up to testify and talk a little bit. So let's keep praying for them and these needs that were mentioned here. Let's keep remembering Sister Yvonne's brother, Leslie, and also Raymond. Especially, well, both of them really need your prayers, but Leslie's, you know, got this, had this cancer condition. And, yes, Brandy. Yes. All right. Well, let's remember her. Yes, keep her in your prayers this week. Yes. Yes, I contacted them this week. And so, but let's keep them in our prayers. Yes, Sister Elsie's recovering from the surgery that she had and still has more tests to go and find out more about the results of tests that they ran. Brother Crafton? All right. Jonathan, remember that. Yes, sister. Yes. Let's remember Sister Donna's son, Michael. He's incarcerated, but there's a chance that he might get clemency. And really, if you look at his case, it looks like it's warranted. So let's pray that God would show favor and touch this young man. And let's just pray the Lord's will be done with all these situations. Thank you, Brother and Sister Harrington, for coming. We appreciate it. It's just a little shot in the arm and a reminder that we need to get up your way. We'll try to do that here real soon. And I might say this week, you know, the Houston meeting starts Thursday night. If you can't go Thursday night, you might could go Friday. But I will say also that I can't remember what it is. There's something going on in Houston, Texas this next weekend that's a big weekend, and it'll be hard to get motel rooms if you don't get right. It might be hard right now, but if you decide to go, no, it's some, what is it? All-Stars, NBA All-Stars. So that's a big to-do. So that the Lord probably make a way for you if you'd make the sacrifice. Really, it wouldn't be a sacrifice. It'd be a blessing and a privilege. Dear God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Oh, God, for your touch on our lives. These needs, Lord, we just lift them up to you and ask you to help us, oh, God. These serious needs, Lord, please help us. Oh, God, you're our present help. You're our great physician. You're our deliverer. You're our buckler and our shield.